I'm a believer. The man I'm about to speak to is a believer as well, Alan Parton. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank, and good morning to all the listeners.
Alan, thanks for joining us on the program. You have a heck of a story to tell us about, indeed, what happened to you and your love of assistance dogs. Tell us your story, Alan.
Well, I was in the Royal Navy. I'd served for 26 years. I was a weapons electrical engineer. I sailed to the Gulf in 91 as part of Operation Desert Storm. To cut a long story short, I was involved in an operational incident that left me in hospital for 5 years. And that involved me waking up, not remembering my wife and children, not being able to read and write. And to this day, I've never had any memories of my children or being married to my wife. And while I was in Headley Court, I have to admit it to the listenership, you know, I had 2 attempts at suicide because I felt I'd let Queen and Country down coming back injured. And yeah, and then by chance, a very special dog came into my life and completely transformed it. And that dog was called Endel.
Was part of that time in hospital in a long coma?
In a vegetative state. I mean, I presented as someone who was highly autistic. My head injury manifested itself and it's in that manner. But I didn't think I wanted to communicate with the world. So I was in my own sort of insular world. And, you know, out of 98 of us that were badly injured in 91, only 5 marriages survived today. But my wife was a nurse by trade and was able to fall back on some of those skill sets. But we remained together. And because of my original dog, Endel, he brought me back on an emotional level to my wife and helped me re-engage. And 15 years ago, my wife and I got remarried. And, you know, there were tears in my eyes when she came down the aisle the second time. I think because I was Dad was in the back of the church laughing because I was paying for the wedding dress the second time and not him.
are you using a wheelchair at present?
Yes, I'm in a wheelchair, and that I do find quite frustrating. Being, I used to ski for the Royal Navy and such like, and be very active. But yeah, you look at life differently. I don't let it define me, and it was through how a dog had transformed my life, brought me back to my wife and children. And as you hear, he got me speaking again, where they said I'd never speak again. Yeah, he gave me a quality of life for 13 years. He helped me laugh, he helped me love, he helped me hate, because I learned to hate people that are cruel to animals. And sadly, dogs don't live as long as us. And after, you know, he'd saved my life when we were hit by a car at Crufts and left unconscious in the road. He put me in the recovery position, covered me with a blanket, and then went off and raised the alarm, Frank. And for that, he won the highest award in the world for animal bravery. And but it is a sad thing. Dogs don't live as long as that. And then sadly, the day that I lost him, he was put to sleep in my lap. He gave me the final bit of the emotional puzzle. You know, someone described my life like a jigsaw smashed asunder in the Gulf in 91. But every day, Endel went off and found a missing bit of me. And when he took his final breath that day, he gave me the gift of sadness because I cried like a baby. And I've never engaged when my children were hurt or my wife was hurting or whatever. But it took that dog to give me love, hate, happiness and sadness. And in the corner of the room was a 1-year-old little Labrador called Endel Jr., who handed me a hanky to wipe away the tears and took over from him. And he's just as good a dog, can operate cash point machines, traffic lights, light switches, lift buttons, get the poster paper, draw the curtains, put me in the recovery position. And yeah, he's given me a quality of life ever since.
It is absolutely amazing the way you describe those dogs and their abilities. That moment of saying farewell to Endel, and there's a book, of course, called Endel. That moment of saying farewell is, I suppose, something a lot of us experience when we have a very dear pet and it has been put down in our arms by the vet, or we're standing close by at the veterinary table. It brings tears to our eyes. But for you, it was like saying farewell to part of your absolute life. When you say that there was an incident near Crufts and he put you in the recovery position, do you literally mean he put you in the recovery position?
Yes. I don't know if I'm now to recommend it on your radio program, but if you go to YouTube and stick in Endel, E-N-D-A-L, there are 2 videos there from other companies, you know, national TV companies, and they did reconstructions. But yeah, he did exactly that. It was caught on CCTV. And yeah, that night, though we were both hit by the vehicle, the speeding vehicle, he got up in the recovery, covered me with a blanket from under the wheelchair, crawled under a car in the dark, retrieved my mobile phone, brought it to my face, was seen pushing it at me, barking. The canal running by the hotel was 4 inches thick in ice that night, so that's how cold it was. And when he couldn't get a response from me, he went off to the hotel and raised the alarm. And yeah, he should have run away and hidden, but that night he put me first, and as he did for 13 years, you know, and took me on the most amazing journey.
Unfortunately, the line is a little bit iffy. I hope it doesn't break up on us, because I do want to hear about your liaising with schools. I want to hear about the charity you're running called Hounds for Heroes.
Hounds for Heroes. I had the privilege of being the face of the British Legion Poppy Appeal. And on my poster that I did on that year, it said there are over 900,000 injured servicemen and women in the country today, 900,000, Frank. And I realised that at the time only five of those had an assistance dog. And yet, if a dog could save your marriage, bring dad and mum back to their children and give you that quality of life and independence, surely there was a benefit to doing more. And a group of us got together and said, well, let's set up an organisation run by the armed forces and ex-service community for their own injured, disabled and traumatised colleagues. And it just leapt off the drawing board. And very quickly, we'd raise the initial money to buy the, as we call them, cadets. We don't call them puppies. They come in squadrons of four, and they all get military-related names like Juno, Flanders, Colonel, Monty. And the charity just leapt off the drawing board, become a reality. We got a training centre in Hampshire. And our aim now is to place as many dogs as we can with deserving members of the armed forces and also the emergency service. I think you agree with me, Frank. They're heroes in our community as well. Policemen, firemen and paramedics injured in the course of their duty. And, you know, we started off now. We've created 15 working partnerships. But I did realise on some visits over to here to Banbridge, Banbridge High School have been very instrumental in helping us raise awareness of the work we're doing, so people in Northern Ireland don't feel they're marginalised or forgotten. But the Irish people have been so welcoming. I think this is our eighth visit now, and we, you know, our aim is to get as many clients as we can over here in Northern Ireland so that we can bring the training centre literally over here and deliver the dogs to the clients over here.
Assistance dogs generally are amazing. They are benefiting people who I'm sure are listening to this programme at this moment in time. A dog itself as a pet is a very, very special pet, and very, they say it's man's best friend. But you have an incredible understanding of just how intelligent, how brave and how important a dog can be. Some people need convincing. Listening to you, maybe now they'll be convinced, Alan.
Well, we've got with us, I've got another dog, not that I'm greedy having two assistance dogs, but I've got the charity dog Rookie. And if you have no arms, he can put keys and pens in your mouth. If you have no face, he works in an electronic voice box like the late Stephen Hawking. If you're paralysed, he'll lift your limbs back onto the wheelchair. He can pass things up to you, operate traffic lights, light switches, lift buttons. At Hounds for Heroes, our motto is about solutions, not problems. An ability, not disability. And the reason for being here and this opportunity, thank you, you know, Frank, and the listeners and the radio station for allowing this opportunity. But I'm sure one of your listeners will be near somebody that could benefit from one of our dogs. And my advice is ask them to go to houndsforheroes.com, find out as much information as they can. And, you know, let's see if it's possible. But, you know, the reasons for being here is to, you know, to raise awareness over here. And what we do a lot differently than the other organisations, should anyone being worried financially, we fully fund the cost of the dog. So we pay the food, the veterinary costs and the insurance for the lifetime of the dog. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a colonel, private, sergeant, lieutenant, you know, we will, you know, we will support the dog through its working life with the client.
It's just beyond belief to me that dogs can do what you're saying they can do. I totally accept they can, because I'm now seeing some video on screens here in front of me from our production team. It is incredible with a capital I. The people who train them must have amazing abilities to do this.
Well, we take puppies at 8 weeks old. They live with puppy parent families. They come to puppy class every week, so they have to come to school weekly. They learn the lesson of the week. At 14 months, sadly, we have to draw them away from their puppy handlers. But we're quite clever, because as they go out the door crying, we slip in another puppy in their eyes to wipe away the tears with. But then the dog come in at 14 months to advanced training, and they get a good bespoke training. But we are normally aware of the level of the disabilities of the clients that we're trying to match them with, and where they are. And yeah, we try and sort of dovetail the end dog. We'll have four dogs ready for each client. And then the matching process is literally when the dog picks you. We can never be, you know, say, well, that dog's going to work with that person, because the dog might just not get that relationship. But when it happens, it's almost magical. And we can only train the dogs to do so many things. But after 2 years, they go to the client and then they keep learning. You know, we've got a dog out there with a client that's got a degenerative condition. And as the person's getting worse, the dog is just getting better. You know, the dog is taking on more and more. And that's so amazing to see. You know, what we do at Hounds for Heroes is teach the dog to be a problem-thinking dog, you know, problem-solving thinking dog. And you know, to me, I never amaze when the phone rings and one of our clients says, this is what the dog's done for me, or this is what it helped me, or it got me out of this bind. You think, yeah, that's pretty amazing. But, you know, you just have to keep an open heart and an open mind, Frank.
Great speaking to you, Alan. Hounds for Heroes. If you want to find out more, you can look it up on the web. Thanks for speaking to us, Alan. Thank you.
No, thank you for this opportunity, and I really do hope that when we next speak, we've got some clients over here, and you'll, you know, be hearing their amazing stories. But that's what we're here for. We want to place dogs out in Northern Ireland, and if any of your listeners out there can think of anyone that from the expert service community or the emergency services that can benefit from one of our dogs, just let them know we're here, and you know that's our aim. But thank you for this wonderful opportunity, and have a great weekend to you and all your listeners.
You too. That is Alan Parton there. Positivity absolutely oozing from his voice, and the story of Endal, E-N-D-A-L. You should look that up. It's quite amazing.